7:38 at WGCL. Glass in the morning. Thank you for being with us. Thursday, April 13. Whoa, thankfully it's not Friday the 13th, Keith. Gee whiz, what would we do?
Friday the 13th came on a Thursday this year.
It did. Watch out, kids. Watch. It's a, life's a pothole out there. Make sure you watch. I don't fall in. Absolutely gorgeous morning. 50 degrees to get things started. I don't see too, a little hazy, but that's about it. 78 today, 81 tomorrow, 81 on Saturday. I apologize in advance for the Easter forecast. 70 with a 90% chance of thunderstorms. But let's hope, Keith, they blow through, we get wet, and it goes away, and we have a nice day afterwards, right? Let's cross our fingers and hope that Sunday is a few days away from now and the forecast changes.
If not to wish bad on anyone, maybe it all is north of 70.
And if not, we'll just get our egg umbrellas out and get wet a little bit. We'll tough it out. Updated forecast live radar. Find it all at WGCLradio.com. Just a reminder, Joe Smith is off today, so if you don't hear him, please don't think anything's going on. Joe doesn't take a whole lot of time off, but when he does, it's noticeable because he's usually always here. So we'll get caught up with Joe tomorrow morning along with Chuck Crabb. Don't forget Reds on the radio tonight, 7 o'clock. Home again. Four-game series with Milwaukee after their sweep against the Pirates last night. Leading the Central at 7-2, Keith, the Reds. Mm-hmm. But it is Thursday morning. We check in, as we always do, at Ivy Tech, and our good friend is the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fantastic. How about you two? How are you doing today?
Pretty good. It's hard good. To get upset or when you see the forecast that's just perfect like this. Boy.
Oh, I know, right?
That's why when I told you built that building, you should have put a retractable roof on it.
We should have. It's, you know what? I'm going to go over today. And fix it. I'm gonna
there you go. It. At least a big skylight.
Oh, that would be awesome. We've got beautiful windows, and we can see all the trees budding and all that good stuff. So sure is beautiful right at this time of year.
Yeah, everything's green. It smells great, and we're getting close to being over with it. Oh, believe it or not, a month from now, you'll be in the summer.
Yeah.
May 14th, right? Or May 13th. That'll be the first week of the summer classes. Oh, that's unbelievable.
I can't believe that.
So we're wrapping up the academic year, but you still have plenty of stuff going on. Keith, what's happening at Ivy Tech?
Jenny, let's give a heads up to the folks that travel through the airport in Indianapolis, because you got a faculty member that's got a display up there.
We do, and,
oh, cool.
And it's really pretty exciting. So many, many people in Bloomington and surrounding areas know Amy Breyer. She's a sculptor, and she does teach for us full time. She's an associate professor of fine arts, and she has a temporary exhibit there at the Indianapolis International Airport. It'll run through July 16. And so the airport, along with the Arts Council of Indianapolis, selected her work, and she just does some pretty cool things, carved items, and it's really cool. I can never say the name of what the thing that is that she makes, but it's called a ball, and it's called a reliquary, and it's a carved sphere, and it's made to be rolled over a bed of sand, and then it leaves really cool imprints. I have one of those in my home. She has them all over Bloomington, and they're just really cool. And you can see that exhibit. It's right, I think it's in
Well, right Concord after you go C, past the right, ticket area, it's right there as you go into where the food services
the
are.
Yeah.
Right. I have been told it's next to the popcorn store, so I'm sure a lot of people know where that is.
Follow
so
your nose. You'll find it. You'll find it easily.
That's
there.
Right. And, that's right. It's really cool.
That's great. How did she get chosen for that?
Well, I think it was, you know, people have to submit their work.
Okay.
And then the Arts Council of Indianapolis, along, like I said, with the airport, they selected her work. And I'm sure there were other people
nice.
That submitted
I didn't know it was a contest
that.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's more of a jury to kind of thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's just like what we do at the Waldron. And just so excited to have her.
You have
her
to
work. Her work is everywhere. There's even a piece in my neighborhood that she has done for Art in Place, and it's just beautiful. So Amy Breyer has really, put her stamp literally in Monroe County and all around.
Your kids would love this, Mike, because it's a ball that you roll around, and it leaves impressions. And no matter how you roll it, it's a different impression. So it's incredible.
Very nice
to see that.
It's a reliquary, and I know I'm saying that wrong. And Amy will be in my office in about 5 minutes.
That's good, Jenny. All publicity is good publicity. Don't forget
that's
that.
Right.
Where do we stand now, Jenny, on the volunteers? How many more do you need
for
to
Obama?
Hit that record?
Right. Okay. So we have about 114 more total slots to fill. I know that we're going to get there. We'd like to get up to 1,000 hours of volunteers And, you know, that's anybody from a business and industry that wants to join us as a team, an individual out there that wants to volunteer and be part of our 1,000 hours of community service in our surrounding areas, not just Bloomington, it's all of Monroe County, Lawrence County, Owen County. So we just need a few more people, and I know that we will get there. All you need to do is contact us. You can either call us directly to sign up for a volunteer site that you might be interested in, or you can go online to ivytech.edu/Bloomington/O'Bannon, and you can see all of the different projects that we are doing. We're working with Macomb. We're working with the Northwest YMCA. A lot of outdoor things like landscaping and cleaning up and things. And we're working at Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, painting and planting, weeding, things like that. So lots of different projects, lots of things you can do. And we'd really love to get more and more community members signed up like we did last year. And the goal is to reach 1,000 hours on one day, on April 28th, as a community to give back to our communities and help some organizations.
There's not a, you can show up the day of the event, can't you?
Or mm-hmm.
You,
oh, absolutely.
You don't have, I want to just make sure that people know they can do that in case something comes up last
absolutely.
Minute. This doesn't have to be a sign up in the sense you need to register or anything like that. You can just be there and
figure it out. They absolutely
could.
We would never, of course, never turn anybody away. They can come out to our campus at Tree Hall on 8:30 in the morning on Friday, April 28th. They can get a light
Tell
breakfast.
Them why, yeah.
They can hear food.
And you got a speaker that's going to fire them up, too.
That's exactly right. Judy O'Bannon's going to get them fired up to go out and make a difference in our community. And so we welcome everybody, anybody, please come out and help us make that happen.
And this is just not a regional breakfast. This is not a state. This is a full continental, the whole continent.
A full continental.
Well, I don't know if I get there first. we may have to lop off a couple of continents.
Well, or rope you off, one of the two. Jenny Vaughn's our guest this morning. She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in with us every Thursday morning to see what's going on out there on the Near West Side.
And Jenny, speaking about food and neat things, you got a big event tonight.
We do. Really excited about this event tonight. It's from 5 o'clock to 8 p.m. tonight. On our campus again in the beautiful Shreve Hall. And it's called Taste of the World, and it's an event that we are hosting, but what is sponsored by IU Center for International Business Education and Research, so that's CYBER. And so it's called the Taste of the World event, and it's a great taste of cultures from around the globe, and it'll be food and art and music. It's free, open to the public. We have international food samples from 20-plus countries, live music from across the globe. It's an all-ages type event. And, you know, our faculty in the School of Business have been, you know, all of our faculty from all different disciplines work very closely with their friends across the city at IU. And our School of Business has been working with the Cyber Center and, you know, putting this event together, and really excited about it. And I'll be out there, so love to see you out there as well. So come out and get some free food.
I will be there too, sitting at one of the tables doing something that I don't quite understand, but I'll be there.
You'll be eating.
That too. Jenny, you hit the ground running as chancellor of Ivy Tech. You've been going all the time. I don't know how you do it. Your schedule is unbelievable. And yet today we see in the paper that up at South Bend, they're going to have some layoffs. How are we doing in comparison to what's going on Ivy Tech South Bend?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to send my heartfelt, I just want to say that we're thinking about our friends in South Bend and the Northwest. You probably saw the article, obviously, in the paper that they are putting some reduction in force there. You know, they were a bi-region, and that's an area, too, they were a combined region. That's an area, too, that a lot of people are back at work and things like that. And so, you know, over time, things happen, and they need to right-size their campus. Can't really speak to exactly what's going on up there, but I can tell you that the Bloomington campus of Ivy Tech Community College is in excellent shape. It has been. I've never been at that campus. I've been at the campus for 20 years. It's always been a very fiscally responsible, in great, fiscally great sound a place where we are. We have not laid off anybody. There are no plans to lay off anybody. Our academic programs are very strong. We have new programs starting up. The campus at the here in Bloomington is in excellent hands. We've got great faculty and staff. And, you know, I just want the community to know, and even our employees, a message will go out later today. And I just want everybody to know that we're in good shape, and we plan to continue that way. And that's the way we do business, and we're rocking and rolling.
You're under the same umbrella, but you kind of independently operate, correct?
That's correct. Right.
So it's not one size fits all.
We have a lot of autonomy, and that's right. I have my own budget that I'm responsible for. You know, and whenever our enrollment maybe has gone down a little bit, people add a different role, or maybe we don't fill a position, and somebody might do two jobs. I did that for a couple of years. I was the vice chancellor of student affairs, and I was the executive director of HR. And that's how we are a team environment in Bloomington. I'm not saying anything about anybody else outside. I'm only talking about my campus, and that's the way we work. And, you know, we want people to continue to be employed and to do what we need to do to help students complete their goals, to walk across that stage. And that's how we do it, and we've always done it that way. It started before me, you know, Chancellor Leichhardt, that was his philosophy as well, and we'll do everything we can to keep
what's he doing these days? I haven't heard hide nor hair from him.
I don't even know who he is anymore. I don't know.
Well, you know, usually he's down there moonlighting in his thespian role at the Waldron Art Center, and he's not even doing that.
I think he's driving a Jeep, you know, and just running around and running around. A movie in the middle of the day.
Well, that's when you get the best deal. That's a no-brainer on that one. That's right. Well, if you see him, tell him we said hello, will you?
Discount. I don't know.
If he comes by, tell him we said hi, and then we miss him.
Jenny, you be careful. He might be listening. He might just show up.
Jenny, real quick before we let you go, you got a big event coming up May 5th.
Yes, thank you. It's called Explore Ivy Day. It's Friday, May 5th. It's from 12 to 2. And people might think, 12 to 2, well, that's weird. Who are you going to get? Kids are in school. Well, we have plenty of schools in our community, and even outside of our community. We have Davies County is bringing a group of students over, busing them in. I think it's the Academy of Science and Entrepreneurship here locally. They're letting their seniors out early to attend this event, and this is a great way during the day on a Friday for high school students to connect with us, and they're going to explore all their different program options, give them tours, and show them, you know, the thing is when people walk on that campus, they see the quality labs, the faculty, our programs, they just can't believe it. It's like, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know that happened. So that's what we're doing, getting them on our campus to see what we have available for them and to see what we can do for their future.
Outstanding. We love the updates. And, again, volunteer stuff, it's never over with, and we'll talk more about that coming up next week. And, again, we're getting close to the end of the semester. Can you believe
it?
Hey, enjoy this weather, and we'll tune in next week.
Thank you. And happy Easter, everybody. Thank you so much.